hosting On the River. Tomorrow, Kari Hedlund is hosting Headwaters. Right now, it is time for World Cafe.
In 2015, when people took to the streets to protest police brutality and the killing of Black Americans, one of the songs they were singing was this one from Kendrick Lamar's just released album, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Kendrick had clearly hit on the spirit of the moment, and people were using these songs as energy for these important political struggles and human rights struggles, really.
That's World Cafe correspondent John Morrison. He talks about the impact of To Pimp a Butterfly as it turns 10 years old this month, and about how Kendrick is worthy of being compared to Bob Dylan, not just as a literary talent, but as a public personality.
Kendrick Lamar is an artist in that sense where he's absolutely political and absolutely writing about the times that we live in, but he doesn't necessarily want to be considered a political artist.
Talking Kendrick Lamar on a new Culture Corner today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A 22-year-old Bemidji woman is dead after a crash near Walker Saturday evening. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says they received numerous 911 calls of a rollover on Onagam Road in Turtle Lake Township around 7 p.m. First responders discovered a Dodge Nitro rolled over into the ditch with five occupants inside. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Three men were transported to area hospitals for treatment of injuries, with one man treated on scene and released. The sheriff's office says speed and alcohol appear to be factors in the crash, with charges possible for the 23-year-old driver involved, pending sample analysis. The family of Ben Sherwood, a mountain iron man reported missing and found dead last week, is fundraising to cover the costs of his funeral. Sherwood was reported missing by St. Louis County authorities on March 11th, and his body was found at his residence the next day. Authorities do not suspect foul play. Jacqueline Sherwood, his wife, is organizing the GoFundMe to cover the costs of his funeral and other expenses. Visit KAXE.org for more information. Nearly 2 years after 3M announced it would sell its Camp Wonawak in Hubbard County, two land trusts have officially closed on the property to support the creation of a new wildlife management area. Northern Waters Land Trust, based in Walker, partnering with the statewide Minnesota Land Trust in St. Paul, announced Monday that the transfer of about 450 acres of largely undeveloped property was finalized on March 10th. Northern Waters Executive Director Annie Knight says the partnership and project on Big Man Trap Lake have been in motion since 3M announced it was selling the property.
A torrent of emails coming into our organization, Minnesota Land Trust, a lot of environmental organizations across the state of going, oh my gosh, this needs to be protected. This is an incredible, rare gem in terms of land, water quality.
The transfer involves two sections of the 680-acre camp. The developed portion of the 3M camp, including the historic resort and conference center, does not yet have an announced buyer. Rich Halverson is the former Lake Association president on Big Man Trap Lake and owns a cabin on its shore, a piece of property that has been dear to him since childhood. Halverson says he and many of his neighbors were concerned about how Camp Wonawak's sale could change things on the lake. He says the new wildlife management area will contain some of the lake's most interesting characteristics.
Represents kind of the biggest piece of what makes that lake topographically so interesting. It's a long, drawn peninsula with several bays and points and all that. And so the character of the lake is kind of centered around that piece.
Big Man Trap Lake is in the Big Sandy Watershed, an area that land trusts are seeking to protect through conservation easements, which any landowner with undeveloped property like hunting land can do. Word Schulderman with Minnesota Land Trust explains that preserving forests are key to the mission.
That forest really helps protect the water quality. And what research has shown that if we protect 75% of the watershed, that of the water that flows into a lake, that really helps to assure that the water quality stays of that high quality to support all the functions that make it an outstanding lake.
3M has owned this resort since 1955, but announced its sale as part of some cost-saving measures in 2023. The land now under a conservation easement, some of it already adjacent to a public access and campground, will eventually be conveyed to the Minnesota DNR and open to the public, accessible for outdoor recreation like hunting, fishing, and wildlife observation. Northern Minnesota girls basketball teams put up a good showing at the Minnesota State High School League state tournament this weekend at the University of Minnesota. The undefeated Crosby Ironton Rangers met their match in number one ranked Providence Academy in the championship game, falling 81-63 to earn second place in Class 2A. After losing in regular play, three Northland teams did advance in the consolation bracket. Walker Hackensack Akeley won the consolation championship in Class 1A after defeating Cromwell Wright and Meyer Lutheran. Rockridge in Class 3A and Brainerd in Class 4A both made it to the consolation finals games, with Rockridge falling to De La Salle and Brainerd losing to Chaska. Four athletes from the region made the all-tournament teams. Aubrey Morrison of WHA was named to the 1A team, while Tori Oraline, Reagan Juneman, and Sammy Hashey of CI made the Class 2A team. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month he joins me for the Culture Corner, connects the dots for us across different genres of music. John, what have you brought for us today?
So today I want to talk about one of the most celebrated hip-hop albums in recent memory. Turns 10 years old this month. Kendrick Lamar's 2015 album, To Pimp a Butterfly. I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth, 'cause sitting in my throne again. Hey, it was headed, back to the hood. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no loss. Oh yeah. Where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams? What's
the yams? That's Kendrick Lamar. Song from Pimp a Butterfly called King Kunta. Now, as you've said, John, To Pimp a Butterfly is one of the most celebrated hip hop albums. How was this album received when it was released 10 years ago?
You know, I've been around for the release of plenty of big rap records and seen how folks have responded to the music and seen how artists have made significant impacts in hip hop culture. But I don't think I've seen anything quite like To Pimp a Butterfly when it first came out. The praise was near universal. It seemed like everybody understood that Kendrick Lamar had made a significant artistic achievement with this record.
Tell us about the song Institutionalized.
Institutionalized, I jokingly say to folks that Kendrick has a bunch of songs that are in my top five, probably more than five. But Institutionalized is one of my favorite Kendrick Lamar songs. And it's a beautiful kind of heartbreaking song. It's partially about the trappings and the lure of fame and money, but it's also about how trauma from our past can derail us in the present. So there's a lot of big ideas that he's wrestling with contained within this sharp, short little song.
This is Institutionalized. It's Kendrick Lamar on World Cafe.
What money got to do with it? When I don't know the full definition of a rap image. I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I keep running back for a visit. Hold up. Get it back. I said I'm trapped inside the ghetto and I ain't proud to admit it. Institutionalized, I can still kill me yet. And so what?
If I was the president, I'd pay my mama. take the chains off me.
Life to me like a box of chocolate, quid pro quo, something for something, that's the obvious. Oh, flow so sick, don't you swallow it, biting my style, your salmonella poison positive. I can just alleviate the rap industry politics, milk the game up, never lactose intolerant, the last remainder, a real, you know the obvious, me, scholarship, no, streets put me through colleges, be all you can be, true, but the problem is, a dream, only a dream, if work, don't follow it, remind me of the homies that used to know me, now follow this, I tell you my hypothesis, I'm probably just way too loyal, K-Dizzle would do it for you, my think I'm a god, truthfully all of them spoil you, usually you're never charged, but something came over you once I took you to the f***ing BET Awards. You're looking at artists like the harvests. So many rollies around you and you want all of them. Somebody told me you thinking about snatching jewelry. I should have listened what my grandmama said to me. Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Whoa. Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass.
Once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, there stood a little that he was 5 foot something. God bless the kid, took his homies to the show and this is what they said.
Get my post to do when I'm looking at walking licks. The custom big money talk about the mention in foreign whips. The private jets and passport, presidential glass for gold bottles, gold models, giving up to ask for Instagram flicks, sucking. This one more sucker waving with a fleshy wrist. My defense mechanism tell me to get him quickly because he got it. It's a recession, then what? He ain't king of diamonds. No more living, boy, meet my 4-4. When I see him with the bird DM on the floor. Now Kendrick know they your co-workers, but this gon' take a lot for this pistol go cold turkey. Now I can watch his watch on the TV and be okay, but see I'm on the clock with that watch landing in LA. Remember steal from the rich and giving it back to the poor. Well, that's me at these awards.
I guess my grandmama was warning the boy. She said,
don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Wash your ass. Whoa. Don't change it till you get up and wash your ass. Oh, now slow down.
Once upon a time in this city so divine called Westside Compton, there stood a little, he was 5 foot something. Dazed and confused, talented but still under the neighborhood rules. You could take your boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood off the homie. Took his show money, stashed it in the Mosley Wosey. Hollywood's nervous. Good night, thank you much for your service.
On World Cafe, you just heard Institutionalized by Kendrick Lamar. It's from his album To Pimp a Butterfly, which is turning 10 years old. I'm talking to John Morrison on the Culture Corner about that album today. To Pimp a Butterfly is one of Kendrick Lamar's most sonically adventurous albums. John, could you talk about the sound of this album and why it's so rich and diverse?
Yeah, it's funny. To Pimp a Butterfly is kind of all over the place sonically, but in a good way. You got a song like King Kunta, which has like Parliament Funkadelic, 70s kind of funk vibe to it. For Free is a bebop tune with him, you know, doing a poem over top of it. There's a lot of different styles and sounds that he's playing around with, and he's bringing folks in. Robert Glasper plays on this record. Kamasi Washington plays on this record. So he's continuing in that L.A. hip-hop tradition of bringing in seasoned jazz musicians to play, you know, on rap records. But, you know, he's pulling all of these different styles in under the umbrella of hip-hop. And it all feels like and sounds like it's directed by Kendrick and kind of fulfilling this vision that he has as an artist.
The next song that you're going to play from the album is called I. Why'd you choose this one?
I is a standout from To Pimp a Butterfly. And when this record came out, I played this a lot at parties because it has this kind of like uplifting feel to it. It's built around a sample from the Isley Brothers classic tune, Who's That Lady? So it has like Ernie Isley's soaring, like psychedelic guitar added to it. It's up-tempo, it's uplifting. And thematically, it's really an ode to self-love. You know what I mean? So it kind of, it's like Kendrick is like tipping a hat to this idea of self-love as a political act.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen. This is Kendrick Lamar, I, on World Cafe.
Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many ways you wanna tell me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns are dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they play one, I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
big guns
and
dicky time. I love myself.
In the hood and a mob of police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4-4 faces. Dreams are realities, peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns
are
dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want.
To the Culture Corner on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. Today, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar's album, To Pimp a Butterfly. The song you just heard from that album is called I, and To Pimp a Butterfly turns 10 this year. John, I was wondering if you could talk a bit about To Pimp a Butterfly and its political content.
Yeah, so Kendrick Lamar, like a lot of artists, he's kind of like a slippery figure. Politically, like he says things that are contradictory, like throughout, you know, his career arc. He's said one thing, said another thing, or said a thing that maybe didn't reconcile with another position that he has had expressed in the past. I kind of liken him to Bob Dylan in that sense, that he's someone who absolutely articulates our collective desire for freedom and for justice, but as an individual also kind of pushes back against that, or pushes back against being lifted up as like an activist or a political figure. So Kendrick Lamar is an artist in that sense, where he's, you know, absolutely political and absolutely writing about the times that we live in, but he doesn't necessarily want to be considered a political artist.
I love that comparison to Dylan. I think it is like so apt. You don't ever know exactly where he stands, and he doesn't want to be an idol necessarily.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, and I'm sure it's a difficult dynamic for an artist to kind of navigate expressing what you want to express and people taking it a certain way and even, you know, using it as the soundtrack to, you know, political struggle or liberation movements. But maybe you yourself don't necessarily see yourself as an activist, an organizer, a revolutionary, or anything like that. But with this record, To Pimp a Butterfly, and songs like King Kunta, I, you know, we're going to hear All Right in a little bit, these songs really resonated with what was going on in this country, you know, at the time when To Pimp a Butterfly came out. 2015 was an intense year of protest, specifically around the issue of police murder of unarmed Black folks. So 2015 was the year that Freddie Gray was killed by police in Baltimore. Sandra Bland was killed in police custody in Hempstead, Texas. So you had a wave of protests that summer. And I remember this vividly. What, you know, 10 years wasn't that long ago, but people were playing and singing songs from To Pimp a Butterfly at the protests, mm-hmm. right? So Kendrick had clearly hit on the spirit of the moment, and people were using these songs as energy for these important political struggles and human rights struggles, really.
All Right was one of those songs. Is there anything else you want to say about that song before we hear it?
All Right is an anthem, and despite what, you know, people may think about Kendrick Lamar as an artist or as a political figure, All Right, I saw this record as it was released and as it hit the ground, and people's responses to it in a political sense and in an artistic and cultural sense. All Right is an all-timer. It's going to go down next to James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, you know, Public Enemy, Fight the Power, these great songs that Black folks create to energize us in a fight for freedom and liberation. All Right is right there amongst the classics.
On World Cafe, Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm homie, you but if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face, it's all day. Won't you please?
please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it. Be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Big back and chat. I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks. So rest assured. My rights, my wrongs. I write till I'm right with God. When you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
In my prayers.
That was Kendrick Lamar with All Right. That's from To Pimp a Butterfly. Came out 10 years ago this year. I'm talking to John Morrison about it today on the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duris. Looking back 10 years after it was released, what is the legacy of Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly?
To Pimp a Butterfly is not only one of the best contemporary rap albums to have come out, it speaks to a crucial overarching theme or condition about being black in America. I think that this record asks a series of questions, but I think the core question that it's asking us is what does it do to a group of people or a culture that both entertains the world, but is also being brutalized by the world, right? Now, that's not a noble position to be in. And I think that this record shows us that being black in America comes with a lot of stuff, right? It's degradation, but also uplift. There's joy and also pain. And I think that, all of that stuff is in this record, and all of those questions and dynamics are playing out throughout this record and in these songs. And I think that people are going to look back at this record and study this record for a long time to better understand where we've been as a society and maybe figure out some things about where we're going.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Raina.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. Today, we were talking about To Pimp a Butterfly, the album from Kendrick Lamar that turns 10 this year. I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here on Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening today. Hope you all are doing well. We receive support from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years on the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. More details online at hibbingchrysler.us. Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids hosts an open mic night Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Open mics will continue the third Thursday now through May. Support for KAXE comes from the Grassroots Concert Series, presenting Morning Bird on Friday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar in Nisswa. Doors open at 6:30. The full spring lineup can be found at grassrootsconcerts.org. And now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE.
Back into your music here on World Cafe. This next artist broke out last year. She could be 2025's next big thing. It's Lola Young with Messy.
Can I get it right now? now? Can I get it right now? Get it right now.
Michael Kiwanuka has a cold little heart. He should get it a little jacket and a little scarf, maybe a little hat. It'd be so cute. New Lumineers, next on World Cafe.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning, and thanks so much for listening to The World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. The City of Grand Rapids holds City Government Academy, a 9-week program that explores different aspects of the city, like public works, community development, and more. Registration deadline is March 21st. Find more info at cityofgrandrapidsmn.com. Great River Rescue has their annual Fur Bowl Sunday, March 23rd from 1 to 3 at Bemidji Bowl. Individuals and teams may register at greatriverrescue.com. We'd like to thank the First National Bank of Coleraine. Since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at coleraine.com. Member FDIC. The Arrowhead Concert Association presents Paolo Shiannacchi at the Hibbing High School Auditorium Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Shiannacchi will perform a variety of guitars with styles ranging from classical to rock. And now back to the World Cafe.
You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. The Lumineers will be on the show at the end of this week playing songs from their new album, Automatic, and talking about making that record. Here's the lead single from Automatic, and it kind of sets the tone for the whole thing. Sounds rollicking and fun musically, but the lyrics are a little dark if you listen close. It's called Same Old Song.
Hey, mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? 'Cause any one of us could make it big or could end up dead on the pavement. And if I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived, you ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? 'Cause I don't feel it like I did back then in a black sedan of depression. And everyone's alright, I cannot afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the mood so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone. Same old song. We sing the same. A starving mouth for the innocent. You said the boulevard was not that bad, and they jacked our van with the instruments. In the broad daylight, they popped the trunk and left the keys behind. The cops pretend to care. I'll never see my mom's guitar again. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the moon. So naturally, the guests begin to make me feel alone. The party has been done for hours. I'm laying on the bathroom tile and spilling all my guts below the throne. Same old song. We sing the same old song. We sing the same.
Bad love.
Public Radio's most listened to music program. This is World Cafe.
Gathering oats for my horses. I was getting by with my mule. The deeper you sink, the tighter you grip, the further you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving all the people that you've come to hate. It's true what they say, I'm gonna die someday. Why am I holding on to all this weight? You know, I really thought that there'd be power. And thinking happy, I was just born fools. Thought I was gathering notes for my horses. I was getting mad with the mules.
That is Jesse Wells with the song called Horses. I want to say thanks again to World Cafe correspondent John Morrison for his segment on Kendrick Lamar earlier this hour. You can find all his segments at worldcafe.org. Also, thanks to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Thanks as well to our affiliates across the country, including KCAW in Sitka, Alaska. We produce the show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And by Open Studio, with You'll Hear It, Music Explored, a podcast about the secrets of the greatest albums of all time, with jazz pianists Peter Martin and Adam Manis, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Weather in our listening area today, slight chance of sprinkles or flurries, mostly cloudy, highs 37 to 42, evening lows 22 to 29. And tomorrow, Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-30s, breezy north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30, evening lows 17 to 21. And Thursday, it'll be warming up a little bit, sunny with highs in the mid-40s. The KAXE question of the week is, tell us about a time luck was on your side. Text us at 218-326-1234. There's a couple live music gigs going on in our listening region tonight. Tuesday, March 18th, Diddy Wish will be at